Right here, back with you at the ballpark. I'm Matt Tarnawa. He's Mark Madorin. We're both bringing you this one, although we don't have the happiest of results right now for you Flyer fans. It's a 6-0 deficit. But we can give you news from around the league. Bottom of the fourth up in Fargo. A 4-0 lead for the Red Hawks over the Gary South Shore Railcats. As Brian Feristic, a new Gary Railcat, assumedly being touched up in the bottom of the third inning for 4 runs. And then in Kansas City, the 3 runs in the bottom of the first have held so far for KC. 3-0, they lead the league leaders, Winnipeg. First pitch here from Trolia. Don't quite know where it missed. It's ball one to Lance Koenig anyways.
Yeah, it's one of those Hank pitches that seems like it's right down the middle, but maybe it was up a little bit. Sure looked good.
This one comes in for a strike. 1-1 to Koenig, the 192 hitter coming in.
I saw the trade from Joliet to Gary for Feristic, and I was a bit surprised. I assume Tony Kogan, Gary's leading left-handed pitcher, is not coming back.
This one sent high and foul into right field off the end of the bat. 1-2 to the second baseman tonight. Go ahead, Mark.
I have not heard anything about him, but to say I assume that he's probably going to be out a little longer than they expected, or they would not have gone out to find some pitching help.
Tony Kogan, when he's healthy, the rock of that Gary staff. Gary has to have good pitching in that home ballpark. 1-2. Now to Koenig. Hits this one. Scalded. Oh, what a play by Mike Caruso. He just fell in the seat of his pants to catch the liner. That's a ball that you see hit about as hard as it could possibly be hit, and all that happens is Caruso robs him one away.
Yeah, the ball was hit a ton. Caruso doesn't glove that ball. It would have bounced down in the corner in about a fraction of a second because it was hit a ton. But it was hit right to the glove hand side of Caruso, and all he had to do was kind of catch it and roll with it because it was hit so hard he kind of rolled back.
Hank Lanto, the next man, takes strike one on the outer half. You're absolutely right. If that crosses him up even a little bit, I mean, that could be danger city right there for Caruso. Could have rolled into left field or, worse, smoked him. I mean, he was going down with it. It was hit so hard.
Could have readjusted his profile quite a bit, and I don't know whether it would have hit him in the... It looked a little too low to hit him in the head, but it might have hit him right square in the chest.
1-1 to Lanto. Took it inside. It's ball two.
From Koenig's point of view, you get a ball on the inner half and you turn and smoke it and you hit it as hard as you can hit it and it, right at somebody.
A 2-1 pitch is taken inside. Hank Lanto nearly took that off his fist. He didn't even look to pull him in. 3-1. Hank is standing a lot more confidently at the plate, and I suppose that's a sign of a guy who's not really scared of anything.
And I thought he had a good BP today. I watched him take BP. I thought he looked great.
He takes ball four low and inside, trying to bust Hank on the fist, and it doesn't work. 4 balls to him and a one-out walk brings up Mark Haskey, who singled his last time up.
I think Hank's getting a little more comfortable that he's here and understanding his role a little more, and I think that he's learning about the Northern League pitching and able to work with ball in the inner half because a lot of guys seem to come right in on him. So that's one of the things he was working on today in BP, is working on the ball that was on the inside corner for him.
Hank does like to pull the ball. From what I've seen in BP, Mark, he seems to be a very good pull hitter on the ground. He can hit that hole on the right side of the infield as ball one to Mark Haskey. I think that's the type of hitter that this coaching staff is going to try to mold him into. A spray hitter to all fields.
Right, he pulls his hands inside the ball is what we call as a hitting coach. He does a very good job of that.
1-0, and Haskey puts his hands in through this one. That's in the right field gap, and it'll roll to the wall. Coming around third base is Lanto. He'll be waved. Have a little bit of trouble out there in right center. He will score. Haskey digging for third. The throw is not going to be in time. Mark Haskey, a stand-up triple. Hit that to the deepest part of the ballpark. Flyers on the board, though they still trail 6-1.
Yeah, that was a hard-hit ball. It was a fastball, and Haskey smoked it in the gap in right center, right to the American Family sign. And it didn't quite get to the wall. Wally Backman Jr. cut it off right at the edge of the warning track. And Then he tried to bounce pass it over to the center fielder, Harris, and the ball got lost between the two of them. They had to go retrieve it again, but it still scored a triple. They didn't give an error on the play.
Oh, it looks like they gave an error somehow.
Oh, they did. They just put it up. So
they just literally put up the error.
So it's going to be a double and an error.
And Allensworth puts this right back up the middle past the diving McIntyre. So that run will be unearned as the error was ruled, but Allensworth gets a single. His multi-hit game now 2 for 3, and Mr. Everything does everything right again. An RBI for him, and it's 6-2.
And Jermaine did just what he always does. He take a first pitch on the plate, and he drove it right back where it came from and gets the RBI single, and now the Flyers are starting to fight back and cut this deficit.
Now, I was looking at the base runners a little bit more. I believe you'd call that an E9, wouldn't you, Mark?
Yes, E9.
So an E9 there.
It would be a double and an E9.
Wally Backman and the E9 as Fisher swings through his first pitch, 0-1.
Yeah, Wally had quite a bit of trouble with the ball out there.
Allensworth standing on first, one out. The Flyers get two runs back, and they really needed to do it to stop the bleeding on the other half of the score sheet.
And when the ball was going the gap, he tried to backhand it, and he took a bad angle to the ball. So when he tried to backhand it, it fell out of his glove, and I think he actually kicked his glove with the ball in it, and that's when it rolled 10 or 15 feet away.
0-2 as Fisher took a strike. Trolia still working here, but now in a little bit of a rough patch. 0-2. Well, high. It's ball one to the former Joliet Jackhammer. Saw him have a little bit of a happy reunion with Brian Dolgan. He's the color commentator for these Jackhammers, but he was on the play-by-play, I believe, back in 0-2.
Yeah, he was. He was a play-by-play guy in 0-2.
And that's when Fisher first came into this league. Now a check swing save is the call by Neil Turner out at first base. Two apiece. So they exchanged some words. It was obviously a memorable season. If you listen to the pregame show, Rob said he carries no bad memories of this place whatsoever. He absolutely loved it here.
Yeah, they did. They weren't successful on the field, but I think they had a nice club. And that's when I got to know Brian, when he was doing play-by-play here.
2-2, high and foul to the right side. Won't do it yet again.
They had quite a few Chicago area players at that point here on the Jackhammers, and they tried to market it as, you know, some local players, the local communities here, and I think that probably helped to get them started here.
2-2 to Fisher. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He got him chasing on the outer half. A really good pitch by Trolia. He's put a guy who doesn't really strike out that much down on strikes twice, and it brings up Vince Harrison.
He's got a nasty slider. It's a late breaker, and I think that was the same pitch he got him on before.
So now Harrison standing in 0-2 with a strikeout and a 1-3 ground out. And Vince is going to look for his 41st and perhaps his 42nd RBI of the season. But that would only be if he puts one over the fence. First pitch, away, ball one.
I'd like to see him do that. Over the fence would be good.
Over the fence is usually very good. Although if it comes on a hop, Allensworth will be stuck at third. Perhaps he'll consider stealing a base to get into scoring position, as now he's got a 2-0 count. It would be a decent spot in which to try and steal the extra run, but
wind has totally died now, so you have to do it all yourself.
As this one comes in for a strike, the 2-1 count, we'll see what happens over there at first base. I believe Jay would have the green light if he was able to see something he liked to move on, but Trolia has already thrown a nice ball to Procise that resulted in a caught stealing of Mark Haskey.
And Jermaine is pretty close to the bag. That's not a stealing lead.
2-1. Check swing, and he did go, says the home plate umpire, Himinen. And he'll ask for a new baseball, two apiece all the way around. Peanut Williams on deck. Would love to get a chance to swing in this inning. Flyers have already put up two. They've shortened that lead. And as you said, Mark, a late-scoring team could always have more the third time around against Trolia.
It's always better to see a pitcher a few times. You gauge his speed, movement, Get his release.
2-2, well outside. Now Allensworth will get to move. 3-2 count now to the hitter. Jim Gentile, we're reminding Jay to go on the pitch. Fast for noise in the crowd. And I'd say the 2,500 or so here will oblige. With two outs and a man on first, Trolia's payoff. Hit this one hard but foul. Skipping past the third base bat, we'll do it again.
I think it was a broken bat. The ball was on the inner half. I think Vince broke that bat on that swing. Going to need some new lumber. It's funny, though, that Vince does tend to be a pull hitter. He tends to like to pull stuff down the line, too. And Brooks still doesn't respect that. He's still way, way, way off that line.
Well, if Trolia makes a mistake inside, Vince could get his hands in, and you're absolutely right, Mark. Spray one right down that line. When he was hitting hot earlier in this season, we saw him do that almost on a nightly basis through
absolutely.
The left side of the infield and down the left field line.
He was able to hit that left side at will. He was able to handle that. Brooks plays so very shallow as well. It's kind of a surprising defensive position.
3-2, and he gets it off his fist. Foul over the first base bag, and that's a fortunate call over there by Neil Turner. If it was fair, it's an easy out.
Well, I thought that was fair.
I thought it was, too. I thought it skipped over the bag.
Absolutely. I thought it was a fair ball for sure.
Neil has a better look at it than we do,
well,
and
he's standing
saved
right
Vince.
There. Nice call, Neil. Good job.
We appreciate it.
You know, when guys blow one for you, you know, all you can do is tell them, hey, you're the boss. You know what you're doing. Good job.
Now the fans get a little excited again. Another 3-2 pitch to Harrison. Just did get a piece, but it was tipped into the glove of Nick Prosize. And the inning is over. Vince strikes out for the second time. So does Fisher, for that matter. Trolley has been working well to the first four men in the order. That's where five of his six strikeouts have come. So we go to the bottom of the fifth with a 6-2 now, Joliet advantage. You're listening to Schaumburg Flyer Baseball on SportsJuice.com.